Horst fished his optical intensifier from a pocket. It was a curving band of black composite that fitted over his eyes. He studied the scene ahead for a while, his right forefinger adjusting the magnification control. "They're coming back," he said in a soft murmur. "Can I see?" she asked. He handed her the band. It was large and quite heavy. The edges annealed to her skin with a pinching sensation. She thought she was looking at some kind of AV recording. A drama play, perhaps. Sitting in the middle of the savannah was a lovely old three-story manor house surrounded by a wide swath of tidy lawns. It was made of white stone with a grey slate roof and large bay windows. Several people were standing under the portico. "How do they do that?" Jay asked, more curious than alarmed. "When you sell your soul to Satan, the material rewards are generous indeed. It is what he asks in return you should fear." "But Ingrid Wienkamp said—" "I know what she said." He removed the band from her face, and she blinked up at him. "She is a lost soul. She knows not what she does. Lord, forgive her." "Do they want our homestead, too?" Jay asked. "I shouldn't think so. Not if they can build that in a week." He sighed and took one final look at the miniature mansion. "Come along. We'll see if we can find a nice fat danderel. If we get back early, I'll have time to mince the meat, and you can have burgers tonight. What do you say?" "Yeah," the two boys chanted in chorus, grinning. They turned round and started to trek back across the heat-soaked savannah to the homestead. Kelvin Solanke floated through the open hatch into the Arikara's bridge. The blue-grey compartment was the largest he'd ever seen in a warship before. As well as the normal flight crew, it had to accommodate the Admiral's 20-strong squadron coordination staff. Most of their couches were empty now. The flagship was orbiting Takfu, the largest gas giant in the Rosenheim star system, taking on fuel. Commander Mercier Kruber was stretched out along his couch supervising the fueling operation with three other crew members. Kelvin had seen the cryogenic tanker as Ilex docked with the huge flagship. A series of spherical tanks, stacked on top of a reaction drive section and sprouting thermodump panels like the wings of a mutant butterfly. The squadron of 25 ships was in formation around the Arikara, holding station 500 kilometers away from Uewa, the Edenist habitat which was resupplying them with both fuel and consumables. It was just one of the priority operations Ilex's arrival in the star system had kicked off 10 hours ago. Rosenheim's planetary government had immediately placed a restriction on all starship passengers and crew wanting to visit the surface. They now had to go through a rigorous screening process to make sure Latin wasn't amongst them, creating a vast backlog in the low-orbit port stations. The system's asteroid settlements had swiftly followed suit. Reserve naval officers were being called up, and the 7th Fleet elements present in the system had been put on alert status along with the National Navy. Kelvin was beginning to feel like a plague carrier infecting the Confederation with panic. Rear Admiral Meredith Saldana was hanging in front of a console in the CNC section of the bridge, his soles touching the decking's stick pads. He was wearing an ordinary naval ship suit, but it seemed so much smarter on him, braid stripes shining brightly on his arm. A couple of his staff officers were in attendance behind him. One of the console's AV projection pillars was emitting a low-frequency laser sparkle. When Kelvin looked straight at it, he saw Jandrit breaking apart. Meredith Saldana datavised a shutdown order at the console as Kelvin let the stick pad claim his shoes. The rear admiral was 6 centimeters taller than him and possessed a more distinguished appearance than the first admiral. Could the Saldanas sequence dignity into their genes? "Commander Kelvin Solanke reporting as ordered, sir." Meredith Saldana gave him a frank stare. "You are my Lalonde advisory officer?"
"Yes, sir."
"Just been promoted, Commander?"
"Yes, sir."
"It always shows." "Sir, I have your orders, Fleck, from the First Admiral." Kelvin held it out. Meredith Saldana took the black coin-sized disc with some reluctance. "I don't know which is worse. 3 months of these ridiculous ceremonial flybys and flag-waving exercises in the Omitan system, or a combat mission which is going to get a shot at by unknown hostiles."
"Lalonde needs our help, sir."
"Was it bad, Kelvin?"
"Yes, sir."
I suppose I'd better access this fleck, hadn't I? All we've received so far are the emergency deployment orders from Fleet Headquarters and the news about Latton showing up again.